Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk Rockridge girls basketball today, and we're joined by junior Jessica Stice as she had a big game on Saturday, an overtime victory for the Rockets, 6 of 7 from the line in overtime. Jessica Stice, nice going. That was a solid effort. What about coming through at the line in overtime? Pretty impressive.
Yeah, I just knew that we needed to knock some down to get us that comfortable lead so they wouldn't score some and get back on our tails.
All right, so 2 wins last year as a sophomore, is that right? And the Rockets are 5-5 here in the 2017-2018 season. So the Rockets look like they're scrapping it out here early in the season. Tell us about the difference between last year and this year.
Well, we've definitely grown a ton since we've had that. Five juniors have had that extra year playing in the varsity level, and it's a lot nicer this year since we don't have to play 2 games every night, that we can just have our 1 game and focus on 1 game.
Yeah, and what are some of the other things that you've noticed about how your role has changed from your sophomore year to your junior year with this program?
I just know my role would just be to help us get better on the court, help us open up some plays, help us score a couple points here and there.
Well, and you look at this year, 5-5, and gradually getting better. Now, I know last night you fall a little bit short, but I think you led through 3 quarters against Fulton. What are some of the other things you've noticed about this team early in the season?
We're very scrappy defensively, for sure, especially in the first half. It's when we get to our second half that we normally find a lull in our scoring, and I think that's just because there's only 6 of us technically on our varsity team, so it's kind of hard to find those breaks and rest for us.
Well, it's all about stamina,
they say.
And I guess that's the one thing. We're still early in the season. Just early December. What about this team here as the season progresses? You think you have an opportunity to continue to get better and make a little noise?
Of course. Like, we are a very strong team together. I think if we pull everything together, we get in better shape and everything, we should definitely be something that some teams could be scared of.
Yeah, and because I asked you off the air, I said, well, how many wins did you guys get last year? And you quickly said, 2. I said, well, you got 5 already this year. So was that a thing, I mean, early in the season where you said, hey, we picked up our second win, we're only a couple of weeks into the season? I mean, was that something that you really looked at to say, hey, we're going to get better this year and get some wins?
Yeah, because since we don't have to play 2 games, we're going out. We're giving it our all in 1 game. So we want to make some noise. We want to get some more wins, especially because we only had 2 last year. So it's nice to already have 5.
All right, and Jessica Stice had a nice day Saturday, 6 of 7 from the line in overtime, helping lead the Rockets to win over United. A 14-point game last night in a close loss to Fulton. Nice to see the Rockets improving in girls basketball, 5-5 on the season. Jessica Stice, nice going. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on the High School Sports Spotlight.